ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले स्वामिनिति नामि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश तारिणे नमस्ते शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशता हे कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्याय गौरंग नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्याय गौरंग नित्याय गौरंग जय हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि अलग पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद की और भक्तवृंद की ओम अज्ञानतमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद गौर भक्त जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री श्री गौर नित्याय की वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टुडे ऑन एवरी फ्राइडे वी डू क्वेश्चन आंसर्स ऑन द चैतन्यचरितामृत मध्य लीला व्हाट एवर डिस्कशंस वी डू ऑन द अदर डेज So let us see the questions which you all have sent. Please read it. First one.
Vitthal Deshmukh from Pune. Why does Shankaracharya tell to bhaja Govindam and at the same time tell to meditate on Brahman?
Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. As you all know very well, Lord Shiva is Vaishnavana, Yathashambhu. He is actually the topmost Vaishnava. If that is so, is it not his duty to teach everybody Shuddha Bhakti? Why should he teach about impersonal Brahman? That's a good question. Very good question. He is called as a covered personalist. When he went to meet his mother at the time of her death, as he had promised her, he gave her the vision of Lord Shiva's Rudra Tandav. And mother saw that and said, my son, what are you showing? This is really increasing my anxieties, increasing my tension. Then Shankara smiled and said, don't worry, now I will give you the darshan of Vaikuntha and darshan of Lord Krishna. And then you can go to spiritual world. He sent his mother. So which means he offered his mother the best destination, which is to go back home, back to Godhead, and to get darshan of Lord Krishna. He arranged for it himself. And as you rightly said here, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Moodhamade, Samprapte, Samnihite, Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Tukringarane. Shankaracharya saw one very old man. He was 80 plus, but he was reading Panini grammar. Panini grammar. So Shankaracharya took pity on him and said, hey, old man, you are studying Sanskrit now. Is this the time now? This is the time you are so old. Anytime you leave the body, at the time of leaving the body, once you do Antakale cha mamaiva smaran muktva kalevaram. You have to remember the Lord at the time of death, Lord Govinda. Just chant Lord Govinda's name. Like that he told them. So that's what he says. Your tukring karane, your Panini grammar is not going to come and help you at the time of death when Yamadutas will come to catch you and take you. You can't tell them some Sandhi Vichayad or anything from the grammar. You have to chant Narayana or you have to chant Hare Krishna. Right now? So, in this way, Shankaracharya, in several places, there is a Gopi Jana Vallabhashtakam written by Shankaracharya, which is glorification of the Gopis of Vrindavan, written by Shankara. So now I am adding reference after reference for you. And he also installed the deities of Badrinath in the Badrikashrama, I mean in the Himalayas. There is a Kedaranath, there is Badrinath. So in Badrinath there is a temple established by Shankara, a very ancient temple. So in this way we are seeing several evidences that he has glorified Lord Krishna or Narayana. Narayano paro avyaktat. Like that Shankara says, Lord Narayana is beyond this material creation. He is not a part of this material creation. We all are a part of this world. But Narayana is beyond, he says. He is supreme. Like that he says. Similarly, when Shankara wrote a commentary to Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram, there he says in the introduction, the Supreme Brahman is Paratattvam, but Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu is Paratparatattvam. He says, para plus para. Transcendental to the Brahman also. Like what Lord Krishna says in 14.27 Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. So when Shankara Swalaya has read that, he is saying the personality of Godhead is Paratparatattvam, whereas the Supreme Brahman is only Paratattvam. Supreme Brahman is transcendental, but Krishna is the source of the transcendental light. Like that he says. So when they read it, at that time, many of the followers were confused, they were bewildered. Is God person or is God impersonal? Our Acharya is contradicting his own words. And then some of the other people told them, hey, don't worry about it. Right now Acharya's Bhakti Baba is very great. In Bhakti Baba he is saying like that. Just accept it. So some people misinterpreted Shankara's words, but actually Shankara meant what he said. He actually clearly says that Krishna's personality is beyond the impersonal aspect of the Lord. So we could say many more things like that from Shankara in glorifying Krishna. But then why he is teaching about Supreme Brahman? As I told you earlier in the lecture also, if you see, just prior to Shankaracharya, there was Buddhism all over the country. Ashoka took it in a very big way. He spreaded Buddhism all over the country. And India became flooded with Buddhism. And all the Hindu temples were converted into Buddhist monasteries at that time. And all the Brahmanas were driven out. They could not speak the scriptures. Buddha taught that Buddham Charanam Gacchami, Sangam Charanam Gacchami, everybody followed Buddha. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, that's all. But the problem with Buddhism was, it is practically atheism in one sense, because they don't accept the Vedic literature. They don't, other than Ahimsa, you know, it's all a negative religion. It's a negating the miseries. And there is nothing positive, constructive or engaging in the Buddhism. So when Shankara appeared, he decided that I will do this one very important service. What is it? Re-establishing the Vedas in the lives of people. And driving out Buddhism out of India. Because India is the land of Vedas. India is the land of holy rivers. India is the land of holy Devadesams. And they have to be re-established, revived. And how to do that successfully? So Shankara thought that amongst the three levels of perception of the absolute truth. Vadanti tattva vedas tattvam yad jnanam advayam Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdyate. This verse says the absolute truth is perceived by three people in three different ways, although absolute truth is only one. Like the mountain is only one. In a train when you are going, from a distance when the train is going, you see only greenery. When you come near, little more nearer to the mountain, then you see more details. You find that there are trees, there are plants, creepers. From a distance it looks very hazy. But when you come even more nearer, when the train comes very close, you see people going up, coming down, cows and bulls are going up and coming down. There is waterfalls, there are huts, so many details you see. So the mountain is one, but three people see it in three different ways. Similarly, Brahmeti means hazy picture of the absolute truth, God like an impersonal entity. And Paramatmeti means Vishnu form, with 400 forms. And Bhagavaneti means the Krishna playing on his flute, standing in a threefold bending form. So he thought, out of the three, which one I can teach people? Now that these people are following practically atheism, nirvana and shunya and all that, suddenly if I give them the teaching of worship of Krishna, it will lead to rejection, complete rejection. They will not even pay any heed to my words. Then he decided, I'll give the lowest understanding of the absolute truth, you know, which is easy for people to grasp, which is the impersonal aspect. Because when you say God as shunya, or when you say God is impersonal, people don't mind it. It's not much different. It's very similar. So therefore, he decided to teach about the Brahman and re-establishing the Vedas again, which he successfully did in a very short time. Shankara lived only 32 years.
In 32 years, he did that very successfully and Buddhism was driven out of the country. No more atheism, no more Shunyavad. He established. So people started accepting the Upanishads, the Vedas, the Vedanta Purana, and in a very scholarly way, he defeated all the scholars through Vad and he established the Vedas. That is his contribution. But he talked about the oneness, Advaitam, we call it. But after Shankara, you will find other Acharyas like Ramanuja, our Madhvacharya. When they came, Madhvacharya will always have his hand like this. The Jiva and Paramatma are two, not one. They have the two independent, they have the two separate identities. One is master, one is servant. What are the proof? I told you many quotes, like two birds sitting in a tree and all that. So he established Dvaita. So Shankara said Advaita. So he established Dvaita. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he synthesized everything. Achintya Veda, Veda Tattva. There was Shuddhadvaita, there is Dvaitadvaita, there is Rishtadvaita, there is Advaita. I think we have given an article in one of the things we have put up an article. It's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita purports of Prabhupada also. So Mahaprabhu gave a synthesized one which actually it's like six blind men are seeing the same elephant in a different way. Somebody saying elephant is like a pillar, somebody like touching the leg. Somebody saying elephant is like a rope touching the tail of an elephant. Somebody is touching that tusk of the elephant and saying elephant is like a sharp tool or something. Somebody is touching the ears of the elephant and saying it's like a, they have what you call it, the soup they call it, for cleaning the rice and everything they use. So everybody had a different idea. But then a man with eyes can see that overall elephant, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came, he said, hey, where is the Advaita? Advaita is seeing from this angle. Dvaita is seeing from this angle. Vasishadvaita is seeing from this angle. Now he gave Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, complete picture. It's like all the jigsaw puzzles, jigsaw all put together and you are seeing a full picture. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Shankara did what he did in order to do, proposes three things he says. One thing he says is to drive out atheism and Buddhism out of India and to re-establish Vedas, which he successfully did. Second thing, to make people theistic from being atheistic. Atheistic is Gnostic. From Gnostic, you accept Vedic, which means Astic. So he made all people Astic. That goal was achieved. And thirdly, Shankara saw that there are many impersonalists. Impersonalism means, you want to usurp God's position by claiming that I am God, you are God, everybody is God, Brahman, Atma, so Paramatma and things like that. So therefore, he spoke this philosophy to segregate the Vaishnavas from the A-Vaishnavas. So whenever Shankara would speak about the Advaitam, those who want to enjoy like God, they will find it very interesting. Because I am God. And he is saying, Swamiji is saying, I am God. So people liked. And those who wanted to go there, A-Vaishnavas, they all went there. So the Vaishnavas were separated. And the Vaishnavas could practice bhakti very peacefully. So this is another reason Prabhupada says. And there is one shloka from Padma Purana, quote. Mayavadam asachastram prachannam bauddham ucchate mayaiva kalpitam devi kalau brahmana murtina. This is the verse. Oh Devi Parvati, I will come in the age of Kali Yuga as a brahmana, which is Shankara. And I will do these three works. I will do. He predicts that in Padma Purana long before. And then he appears also in this world. Next one. Yogesh Prabhu.
Yogesh Verma Prabhu from IIT of Kolkata. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandat Pranam. Prabhuji, to purify ourselves and develop love for Krishna is not easy. So if someone think that, let me give my life for service of Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will save us and take us back to Godhead. Is it alright, Prabhuji?
Correct. Because we can't approach Krishna directly. We approach him through Acharyas and Guru and Vaishnavas. It's a very good understanding what you have, Yogesh Prabhu. Actually, by going through a devotee, approaching Krishna becomes very, very easy. Just like, for example, you want to get entry into some college or some company, you have some very big man who knows the owner of the college or the company, and he says, I will recommend you, don't worry. He just makes one phone call, and then with that phone call, you go immediately, you are taken, and those people don't know who you are. But because you are coming under recommendation of someone who is very dear to them, they will immediately take you. From others, they may be taking 20 lakhs, 15 lakhs like that. But for you, they give a free seat for you, with a recommendation. Similarly, when Srimati Radharani recommends or Srila Prabhupada recommends us, Krishna may take their words more seriously than when we go and show our face to Krishna directly. Your point is very good. Yeah, go ahead. Next one.
Vittal Deshmukh Prabhu from Pune. Barbaric is considered to be more greater than the best of warriors in the battle of Kurukshetra, who gave up his head as a donation to Krishna. But why isn't he exclusively mentioned in Bhagavatam?
Yeah. Actually, barbaric Gadodgaja, Krishna did not allow him to participate in the battlefield because he was born as an asura, like a rakshasa kind of existence he had. So, therefore, his head was asked in donation in the form of a brahmana. Krishna arranged for his head to be taken away in charity and he was ready to give because he saw that brahmana, and for brahmana he told him, I will give you whatever you ask. So the brahmana asked for the head and he agreed to give also. And then he came to know this brahmana is Krishna only. Then he asked for a benediction from Krishna that please allow me to watch the battle when the battle is going on. And then from the top of the mountain, let my head be placed on the top of the mountain and from there I can watch. So when he was watching, he got a vision that although the Pandavas are thinking that they won the battle, actually the whole battle was organized by whom? Krishna. And he saw Krishna actually literally causing the warriors to be killed and then the war to be won by the Pandavas. Mayaiva yete nihitaha apurvameva nimitta matram bhavasabhya sachin, Krishna is saying now in the 11th chapter. So that he saw with his eyes. He could see that and he told also, I can see that actually Krishna is behind the scene. He is establishing dharma. He is destroying adharma. And the righteous and the virtuous are protected. And the wise, those who are on the side of wise are being destroyed. So like that, all that he says. Now, when it comes to Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is actually a Paramahamsa Samhita. It is actually about the pure devotees. In Naladamayanti, if you read about them in Mahabharata, oh, you will appreciate so much about their piety. But their name is not there in the Bhagavatam. Because they were pious, but not spiritual. But the Pandavas were not just pious. The Pandavas were very greatly spiritual. Like the five Pandavas. For them, Krishna was their pran for them. And regarding the warriors of Kurukshetra, there is no long list of the names of the warriors in the Bhagavatam. Although it says millions of warriors, it says it's not that all the million names are given. It's not like that. And that too, the warriors' names are mentioned to show the power of Krishna's purity and Krishna's ability to dispatch them all to spiritual world. Therefore, the mention is made. Otherwise, anybody who is doing mundane piety, you will not find their name in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You will not find. As far as this barbaric is concerned, when now there are people in the north and many other places, in other places of Bihar also, they worship him as Katushyam. And there are even Katushyam temples where people worship him like God. Many of them actually consider him like Krishna. They worship, which is actually not authorized by the scripture. Maybe if people want to see him as a servant of Bhima, son of Bhima, that is a proper understanding. But some or other people have made a guess. Making ordinary man into God is very commonly seen, even nowadays also by some people, like that. So, he doesn't come in the category of pure devotional service. Just like, for example, Karna also gave Kundala and many other things also. That doesn't make one a pure devotee, actually. Because they have that pride of being a Kshatriya and they say, I will give charity. No, I will never say no to somebody who is coming and asking me. That kind of thing he gave the head. Otherwise, there is no mention about barbaric performing Shuddha Bhakti. If he did, naturally he will be a very special character like Bali Maharaj or, other Prahlad Maharaj, such characters also, yeah.
Krishnadas from Bangalore. As an initiated aspiring devotee, I have full faith in current Acharya Parampara. When some newcomer comes across blasphemous videos or sites, some of which may or may not be true, I don't know how to convince them otherwise.
Yeah. So, when people ask you, first of all, you have to know that there are many envious people who have put up many, many things in the internet. But the problem is, they have put it up in such a way that you can't even find out who put it. It's all there. So I asked my spiritual master once, Maharaj, sometimes something is observed in the websites and then you read it and then mind gets polluted. You had a great respect for one guru or sannyasi and then after reading this one, your outlook towards him changes. You know, we lose the faith in them. Oh, this was such a bad person and I thought he's a good person and all that. So then later on you ask other devotees, you find out that actually indeed it's a, what is being promoted on the website is actually a mistake. Actually neither this guru and the sannyasi has no such record. And even the sannyas ministry has validated and certified him to be the best devotee. One example I'll tell you. One or two examples if I give you, it will become very clear for you. Like for example, there is a farm, where there is a retreat going on. And one Swami is sitting in a, you know, what do you call it, this kind of square, this kind of pillar kind of thing, he's sitting. And there is a cloth spreaded in the grass. And some 15-20 devotees, husband, wives, they are all coming and sitting there. In an open place, there are trees around and all the houses are there nearby. Now the class is over, all the people are going back. And one Mataji, you know, yeah, his disciple, she is sitting there and she is asking questions further. And the Maharaj is giving answer that whoever that Swami is giving. And somebody has gone and taken a photo from behind the Swami. Swami is here and she is here and she is asking question and he is answering. While the other people, the other disciples who attended the class, they are all walking, going, coming. It's an open space. But these people in the website have promoted that this Swami is privately having a talk with that young beautiful lady. You know, it appears that he is having an affair and this kind of thing. Actually, just around the Swami, just nearby the Swami, there are other people standing and doing other activities which they are not taking in the photo. They are only taking only this Mataji talking to him as an exclusive thing because they are determined to blaspheme. You understand now? This is one example I am telling you. Like this, there are many examples like this. Different complaints they may... So for example, you know, Vyas Puja Day or something, Guruji is sitting and there's a big cake cut. So all the Prabhujis are coming and Maharaj is giving to everybody, please take. All of you take. He's giving bits of the cake to everybody. Guru is giving, disciples are coming and receiving. Then after the children start coming, then finally the Matajis also come. You know, so he is dropping in their hands, they are picking up. And somebody who has an eagle eye, because eagle, even if it goes high up in the sky, from there the eagle will always see only dead body. That is his nature. He will never see a beautiful flower. He will never see a beautiful waterfall or a lake. He will always see, oh, is that a rotting carcass so that I can eat it? So these people are looking, oh, this Swami is now giving cake to the ladies. Good time to click a photo now. Take a camera and they click. Then when he is giving there, then they say that, you know, why are this Swami so loose with women? What is the loose? You know, the Swamiji gave to the older men, then younger men, then the children, then woman came. He just is dropping in their hands and it's a public place, open place. He is not doing anything privately. So the woman may be, you know, young women and they may be decorating with gopi dots and everything and they are coming and accepting from Guru like a father, daughter is giving. And then people are making a big fuss about it, you see. So, and then what they will say? They will say that so many, and then they will add many, many head and tail to this. So many things they will put, very dirty heading they will put, you know, the so-and-so Swami is having, you know, this kind of thing. And so when people read it, it appears like explosive information. But when you go inside, you find it has no substance at all. Because the blasphemers are like an eagle and they are just looking for some erratic conduct which appears to them like erratic. So they make a big fuss about it. So if somebody comes and tells you, and you don't validate, I mean, you don't verify it, you just heard about it from them, then you lose faith in that Swami. Because you are also thinking, maybe what this fellow is saying is true. So when I asked my spiritual master, Maharaj, in this way people come and tell about this person, that person, what to, Maharaj said, you see, if some stray information is hanging up in the internet, why should we go and read it, first of all? So, when you want to know about Krishna, Rama and everybody, do you hear some stray information which is put up in net? Or you go to the authentic Guru Parampara? You go to Guruji and ask, or authorized acharyas coming in the line. What do you say about Krishna? What do you say about Rama? Because the whole world is saying so many nonsense about Krishna and Ram. If you go to the net also, bluff, complete bluff. They just don't know who Krishna is. So are you going, if you go, sometimes you go to certain question answers and all. There are a lot of people, like in Quora, for example, a lot of people are discussing. Some are giving good information also. Some people may be giving their opinions also. And they may say, I think it's like this, I think it's like that. So can you, do you think you can go to a forum where a dozen people who are, who are not well informed, who are not practicing spiritual life, but they are all talking different things from their perspective. So it could really be very misleading. So my Guru Maharaj is telling a very beautiful point. He said, if you need to know something, that will come from the right source. Like that he said. So whatever you hear from the right source, take it as true, absolute. It is knowledge coming from liberated souls. It is free from four defects. Accept it. All other things that you are hearing can be put in three boxes. Yes box, no box, not sure box. Most people are talking about things in which box? Not sure box. Yes box means you 100% know, you have seen with your eyes, you have the proof for it, and you know what the matter is. That is yes. And no means you 100% know this is not true. It is simply of a, you know, a cooked up thing by blasphemers and everything. That is no. And not sure means, you know, somebody saying this, somebody saying that. Like their mind is going, you don't know what is right, what is wrong. And most of the guys are talking about such things. So we should not waste our time with them. It's not just a waste, it's very harmful also. We may do aparadha to someone who is, who is a pure soul, niraparadhi, and then you are thinking him to be aparadhi. Then we commit aparadha to such people. So, if somebody is bringing you something from a blasphemous site or something, you ask them, Prabhu, like you can send me. I can reply you if you wish. I know what are the different allegations they give about different swamis, and I have personally asked the sannyas ministry. Nowadays you will see in ISKCON, nobody gets sannyas or nobody gets guruship very easily. 10 very standard high class devotees have to authenticate a person to go for sannyas. And after they apply for sannyas, it takes practically 5 to 8 years for a person to get sannyas. And there is thorough research done right from the time he joined ISKCON till date, what all is his history, his leelas, everything is put up. You know, practically 30, 40 pages of report is submitted, and his preaching, his activities. Everybody should not, the head leader should say that he is a perfect soul, pure soul. Then only they give sannyas. They don't give very easily. So, because in the early days, Prabhupada had to give fast because he was thinking his time is short. Now, after 2002, when sannyas ministry, you will hear they were so strict, you will hardly hear any fall downs. You will never hear at all somebody deviating, because the sannyas ministry has very strong training programs, both for sannyasis and even for GBC retreats are there nowadays. There are GBC retreats, there are sannyasi retreats, there are temple presidents, retreats and senior devotees retreats are there, where they all come together and do hearing, chanting. So, and there are people who blaspheme about such innocently and purely practicing great souls, then it becomes mahadatikrama. Like this verse says, you know, Ayushriyam Yashodharmam Lokanashishaye Vacha Hanti Shreyam Sisarvani Pumso Mahadatikramaha. So one's duration of life, and one's opulences, and one's fame, and one's religiosity, and all the blessings that one has received from various great souls. Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani, all that will be finished, he says. Pumso Mahadatikrama, when one blasphemes an innocent devotee, because I heard from here, I heard from there. So you can ask this boy, your friend, hey, for when you go to college, do you hear from your grandmother about the college books? About the college examination, do you hear from your grandmother or somebody? You actually, you know, sit with the textbooks, which are authorized textbooks. Similarly, anything you speak, you should ask him, what is your proof for what you are saying? What is your evidence? Just because it is put up in a site, which fellow is saying? What is he saying? What do you know about it? Let us ask the senior devotees. So like that, you can take the fellow to task. Because you should not become angry when somebody criticizes you. But if somebody criticizes Krishna or Vaishnavas, one shouldn't tolerate it. For example, imagine somebody is calling some bad word about your mother or father. Will you tolerate? As soon as bad name is called for a mother or father, people sometimes catch collar and beat also in this world. And Radha and Krishna, you know, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, they are our supreme mother and father. Isn't it? So we should never blaspheme. I mean, we should never let anyone blaspheme them. If somebody comes to us, you ask them, where did you get the information? What is the proof? I will check and get back to you. And you can check with other senior devotees. Yeah. Yes, next.
Suyog Avilekar Pru from Pune camp. Hare Krishna Praji, Dandavat Pranam. Praji, I have some doubt that are related to our daily life, material world. Praji, my first question is that, is our life predestined or do we really have choices, like, for instance, our birth and death, our deeds? Is this all in our hands or it is already fixed by Krishna? Due to this COVID-19, there are millions of deaths. Were these deaths already fixed in this particular year 2020? Like a year before, no one knew about this, and I have often heard that samay se pehle and bhagya se adhik kisi ko kuch nahi prapt hota. Is this statement true?
Okay. See, the first question about is everything predestined. What is predestined is, like for example, say you worked in your company for the month of say July. At the end of July, August 1st, you are given a salary. Correct, no? Similarly, in the Purva Janma, whatever Punya Pap you did, the result is given to you at the beginning of the next life. Say you have done Punya, which means you have done good activities, then you get a handsome body, you get a birth in a rich family, you get good education, you know, you have a healthy body, you get nice food to eat, and good wife, and good family, everything is good. Now, if somebody has done some sins, then he gets ugly looking body, he is born in a low class family, he has no education, he is an illiterate, and he has to struggle hard in life, he gets many sufferings, he gets diseases in the body, and all that. So these are based on how he has led his previous life. That is destined. Like Nalakur Manigri, for example, they got a handsome body because they had done some punya in the previous life. They became the son of Kubera. They became demigod son. Somebody may be born in America because they have done some punya in the previous life. They got a handsome body now. They got birth in a very rich family. Now they're eating good food and everything. But then after getting a body in America, if they misuse that body for sense gratification, next life they can become a pig or a dog. That means in one life, what you do, therefore I gave the example. In a company, when you work for 1 month, at the end of that month, in the beginning of next month, you get salary. Like that, what comes is called destiny. But once the destiny comes, how you will misuse it or use it, that is not destined. That is in your hands only. Like for Nalakur Manigri, it was not destined that, you know, they will do a wrong thing. They chose to do a wrong thing. So we can't blame God that, you know, hey, God is making me smoke cigarette. Hey, God is making me, you know, drink liquor. Hey, God wants me to fail in the exam. You can't say like that. Actually, you have the free will. But you don't have absolute free will. You have minute free will. For example, a cow tied to a pole like this. You know, this is a rope. So within this rope, you know, he's allowed to wander around and eat the grass. Is it freedom or is it restriction, if I ask you? Both. His freedom is this much circle he is able to eat grass. That is his freedom. And what is the restriction? If he pulls his neck little beyond this, he cannot. That's called fate. So fate comes like this and free will goes like this. So he has some amount of free will and some amount of fate. And the more you become obedient to God, the free will be increased. If he is a good cow, if she is a good cow, then he will allow her to go wander within the compound and eat and come. No need to tie her up and all that. If she is still a very, very good cow, then she may be allowed to go out in the pastures, roam all day, eat nice grass and come back in the evening. In villages, some cows on their own go and come also in the evening. Back to the same home they come back. But if the cow is a bad cow means what? Sometimes the cow is a ferocious cow. As soon as children and other people go to touch the cow, they will do like this. Then they will reduce the radius. That means the fate will be increased. Free will be reduced. And same is true for all of us in our lives. The more we align with Krishna, the freedom will be increased. Narada Muni is so aligned that, you know, he can fly to any planet he wants, including Vaikuntha also. He can carry his veena and fly. So you can also get freedom like Narada. But it's ultimately up to us regarding this COVID-19. So pandemic coming. Yeah, pandemics are all predicted in the astrology also. Many people predicted last year only that a very big virus is going to wipe good amount of population of this world. And like a world wars also predicted in astrology that this particular year, the living entities become extremely vicious and they fight out of greed. Such wars are often predicted by the people. And why such wars are conducted or a pandemic comes? Because people are killing cows, people are aborting millions of children. So then reactions have to come to the living entities in a big way. So Durga Mata says that her homework has increased because too many living entities have to be cleared up for clearing. So she throws one pandemic, take this pandemic, corona. And then the corona wipes out, good amount of population which has to be wiped out. Now some people may have a question, if that is so, then why devotees are also getting? Like many of the devotees have been writing in our, in the feedback, asking questions, oh Prabhuji, is your health all right and everything? So myself, my video man, my assistant cook, so we three of us also got COVID when we went to the smaller temple. But it was just almost 10 to 12 days ago. We got it, but it is called asymptomatic. What is asymptomatic? There are no symptoms in the body at all. Now, you may say, Prabhuji, but why did Krishna give this to you? Many people wrote to me, are you safe, Prabhu? Are you? What? There is nothing. There is nothing to be worried because we are wonderfully studying the Shastra and giving classes and life is going on very peacefully. And now, already some 12, 14 days have passed. Now we tested it, it will be negative and it's finished. Now you may ask, then why did Krishna give this to you? If they say, the answer is very simple. So because Krishna gave me this, I got abundant time now to rise early in the morning, 2:30, and then do my studies of the Shastra very well. No disturbance at all. We are in quarantine now. Otherwise, if I am in my ashram, there will be 30, 40 people will be all the time attacking my room, different people coming and asking questions about this management problem, that management problem. There are so many people coming. So, a lot of time goes in sorting out many things and management meetings and everything. So, Krishna gave me exclusive 15 days time out because he knows that this fellow wants to speak every day in new lectures, but how can he speak if he doesn't read? So, he wants to give me time. So, why Krishna does what he does, he only knows. So, and also in case you may say, but whatever, okay Prabhu, you people got asymptomatic and there are no symptoms, you are very healthy, you are as normal as before and you got exclusive time for Krishna, you are happy. But what about those who got COVID and die? Why did Krishna not protect the devotees who are dying out of COVID? You see, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that in this world there is construction, there is maintenance and there is destruction. So these three phases of life are there. On a small scale, large scale, for small scale means everybody's body is born at a certain time. It is maintained and then it is going to perish at one particular point of time. So how the body is born, how the body perishes is not very important. One example I'll tell you. Parikshit Maharaj, in his birth there was a little hitch because Ashwatthama sent Brahmastra, but he didn't die. Because who protected him? Krishna protected him. Now, when Parikshit was ruling the world very nicely, at a certain time, he got a Brahma shap to die in 7 days. A curse by a Brahmana to leave the body in 7 days. But Parikshit never anticipated that, Krishna protected me at the time of my birth. Now I am going to leave my body. Will Krishna now come again and protect me? He never had that desire. He said, Krishna knows best. What is good for me, he knows. If he wants me to leave the body, I will leave. If he wants me to live, then I will live. To live or to leave, whose decision it is? Krishna's decision, I have no issues. And about Parikshit, when the Brahmanas were giving that prediction, they were saying that Parikshit will have this a dozen very, very wonderful qualities, his patience, his tolerance and all those things. Very, very nice qualities they mentioned about Parikshit. And he will do great things. He will subdue Kali and establish a very pure kingdom. At the end of his life, he'll hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And then they also said that he will be bitten by a serpent called Takshaka, and then he will leave his body. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, as a king, heard it. But there was not a single question by Yudhishthira. Really? A snake will bite him. Can he be saved from snake bite? He didn't ask like that. Why? He never bothered about death, because birth and death, prati janme janme pita mata paya. In every birth you get mother, father, in every birth you get a birth and a death. That's not important. But how do you spend your life? That's very important. Shankaracharya lived only 32 years. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in this world only 48 years. On the other hand, there are trees which are living 5,000 years. Which life is important? Is 5,000 years important? Or the short life of Shankara and the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is important. Their life may be short, but the quality work they did, the trees couldn't do such work. So, a devotee of the Lord is never anxious that, oh, will God allow me to continue living this body? Prabhuji, can you pray for me that I can live another 40 more years? No, a devotee never wants to prolong his life. A devotee says, okay, now I am in this body. If Lord extends my life for 20 or 30 more years, I will live here. Or if the Lord wants me to leave now, it could be a snake bite, it could be a disease, it could be old age, it could be some multiple organ failure, it could be cancer, whatever it could be. Ultimately, this body is meant to be finished. It's a material body. And it is only a yantra rudani mayaya. It's like a vehicle for the soul. Say, for example, if somebody hits your car with a cricket bat and there's a dent, he is not hitting you, he is hitting your car only. Isn't it? But if you think, I am the car, aham car we have, then we identify with the car. But you know that, okay, now my car is broken down, it's not fit for, it's some accident or something happened. Okay, leave the car and get a new car. Because the soul changes bodies like that. So therefore, taravakyam na jeevanti, vastrakyam na shasantiyuta, na kadanti na meghanti, kim grame pashavo apare. Bhagavatam says this. What is so great about a very long life? Kim pramattasya bahuvir parokshairhayanairiha varam muhurtam viditam gatate shreyase yataha. He says that in this world, even one moment of transcendental thought is by far superior to a long life of godlessness. Godless atheism means it's a colossal waste of long duration of life. Good for nothing. Useless. On the other hand, if somebody is Krishna conscious, even if he has a short life, that's very wonderful. Because the time is like golden hour. He has utilized it all in Krishna's service. So this is the aspiration of all of us. From the time we rise in the morning to the time we go to bed in the night, we want to make our life completely a yajna, an offering of sacrifice to Krishna. We want to talk about Krishna, we want to hear about Krishna, we want to eat only Krishna prasad, we want to see only Krishna deity, we want to remind each other of Krishna. If you have done it, with a short life, big life, hardly it matters. So one should not fear about death, nor should one desire to live longer. And if Krishna has given you a very long life, say 100 years to live, then you live out also. You don't have to end your life prematurely, early also. Live. Therefore, kalam pradikshan vimodo vimatsaraha. It is said, Narada boy never expected a long, prolonged life. Or, he didn't tell the Lord, now I am fed up with this world, please give me death now and take me immediately. He didn't pray like that. He was ready for anything. So, therefore, according to our destiny, everything is awarded to us, whatever is good. And also, one time, there was one friend of my spiritual master in Vrindavan. He was from another sampradaya. They used to wear that red color tilak, they used to wear. And he used to come to our program sometimes and sing very sweetly, very nice devotee. So, now at one time, he was going in a scooter, and then there was a truck coming from behind that just hit him. So this person must be 55, probably 55, I think, He just hit him and then he fell on the sidewalk, on the side of the road he fell like this and the head got hit on a stone or something. Fact, it got hit, and on the spot he left the body. And then subsequent day they announced in the Bhagavatam class that this devotee, who is, his name is Krishnadas Prabhu. So he passed away in Vrindavan and everything. So many devotees were very disturbed. They said, such a wonderful devotee. Last year he came for our yatra. He sang such beautiful kirtan. He's a Krishna devotee. Why did Krishna do this to him? You know, Krishna could have saved him and all that. So my spiritual master answered this question so beautifully. He was telling, if you see his horoscope now, and the horoscope says that at the age of 60, say he will get some terrible disease, for example. And he has to be in the bed for next 20 years, passing stool and urine in the bed, and he can't move here and there. And that is his destiny, according to which the body has to go through that. Krishna can sometimes make a big punishment into a token punishment, but still the punishment sometimes comes like a fan. When you switch off the fan, it doesn't stop immediately. It keeps slowly. Same manner Krishna can give him that. And then Maharaj asks, is that better? Or Krishna sees that this fellow is approaching 60 now. After that, the big disease will come for 20 years. He has to suffer bedridden. But now that he has become a pure devotee now, let him go to another universe and do preaching work. I will devise a method by which I will take him in one moment only. So he is going in a bike and truck hits him inside and goes away. And then he is falling off and hit a stone and on the spot. So Maharaj is telling, he is falling off a bike, butt hit, go back to Godhead. Is that better? Or you all want him to live for 20 more years passing stool, urine in the bed with cancer and disease or like that? Then everybody told which one? First one. Now they could immediately see with a good perspective. Because none of us want to rot in the bed with stool and urine for many, many years. Lying and many times many people suffer like anything in the bed, and you are like vegetable, and you are getting troubled by the body and troubling others also, and you can't do anything constructive, you can't travel, you can't preach, you don't have so in the same, why Krishna is doing what is doing? Only he knows what is best for the devotee, and we don't have to doubt Krishna's intentions. He is like a mother and father and a friend and relative and be all and end all for us. So we should know that whatever comes from Krishna is his love for us. Recently, when His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj went to America, and then he spoke about Prabhupada's passing away. A couple of hours, very beautiful lecture. We all heard it in Pune. And after that, he was sent for the COVID test, and then a couple of days later, he was admitted in the hospital, and then Krishna took him back. So many devotees are disturbed. Maharaj could have lived longer. He could have lived till 90 or 95 or 100 or whatever. Okay. That is our opinion, our wish. But you know, Prabhupada may want him in another universe where Prabhupada is preaching and he is looking for some committed souls, and he wants someone to assist him. Then Prabhupada may be remembering in the mind, hey, this disciple of mine, he translated all my books into Bengali. Such a good boy, I gave him first and second initiation. In one shot I gave him. Such a faithful and loyal servant of mine. If only he was with me, how nicely it will help me to preach. So then Krishna immediately fulfills the desire of the pure devotee, Prabhupada. So he thinks that, oh, that devotee whom Prabhupada is thinking is here in this universe. And say he is in his 70s now. He has already done a lot of good work in this world now. Now let him actually be transferred from this universe to that universe to assist Srila Prabhupada. So Krishna is doing with some very good intention, which we cannot see with our eyes. So therefore one should know that Lord is supremely powerful. He knows what is best. In every situation, yeah. Go ahead.
Shritam Raya Prabhu from Puri. Tektvat Atmanam Bhavaya Koham is the ISKCON one, and the original one of Shankaracharya is Tektva Atmanam Pashyati So Aham. Why has ISKCON made such a change in Bhajagovinda?
Actually, ISKCON doesn't have any publication on Bhajagovinda. You show me where is the reference. You can give me the quote. Yeah, it is not from Prabhupada's purport. If it is from Prabhupada's purport, you can show that. We can discuss. Actually, sometimes ISKCON devotees may quote from Bhajagovindam from various publications, print. So you are talking about Bhavaya Koham, and here it says Pashyati Soham. Okay, we can find out which is the original. But you have to give a reference. Whenever you quote like this anything, you can't just say ISKCON. ISKCON means ISKCON is a person. ISKCON is a body of so many devotees. Where is the publication? Is it from Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publication? Who is talking this? give reference. Yeah. Shubham Prabhu, yeah, next.
Shubham Prabhu from Delhi. Why does Puri Shankaracharya criticize ISKCON and tell that even they claim Madhvacharya as Mayavadi due to one of his philosophy he followed Shankaracharya?
See, 2 points you have asked a question here. Sometimes you find this Shankaracharya or other Matas also, they accept Brahmana by birth. But ISKCON doesn't accept Brahmana by birth. You know, a doctor's son is not a doctor. A lawyer's son is not a lawyer. A doctor's son has to go to school and college and get an MBBS and MD, then only he's a doctor. A lawyer's son has to go to college and do LLB, LLM, and then he can become a qualified lawyer. So we don't accept the son of a Brahmana to be Brahmana, because that's not what Shastra says. If you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, Rishabhadev had 100 children, 100 sons. So out of that you will find 81 of them became Karmakandi Brahmanas. Nine of them became Navayogendra Paramahamsas, beyond the four Varnas. And 10 of them became Kshatriyas. In one family, you have Kshatriya, Brahmana, and beyond the Varnashrama, Paramahamsa, all that you find. So, in the same manner, Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam, Punso Varnabhivyanjakam, Narada says this. Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam, you should see the Lakshana of a person. Is she showing Brahminical culture or Kshatriya or Vaishya? Accordingly, you should decide. So, Shankaracharya and their followers, even today you find that they argue that, no, the Brahmana boys are very intelligent. They are people who are coming from Brahminical blood, the proper Gotrams, they are coming, they are very powerful. Okay, they may be very powerful, but many of them are studying computer science with that intelligence coming from a Brahminical blood. And many of them go to America and they are eating beef also. Brahmana boys, they have lost their caste now, many of them. So, just because you are born in a Brahmana family doesn't make you great unless you use that Brahminical intelligence for studying Shastra and surrendering to Krishna and becoming a Vaishnava devotee. So, therefore, ISKCON doesn't give any special appreciation for somebody born in a Brahmana family, provided unless they take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they can become Brahmarakshas, correct, no? There are many people born in a Brahmana family, but they can become perverted genius, good for nothing. That is the first point. So they may criticize ISKCON that ISKCON is going to America and giving Brahman thread and all that. So he may criticize, likely. And the second thing you asked about, they claim that Madhvacharya, see, Madhvacharya talks about Dvaitam very clearly, and he has written Mayavada Shatadushani. You can read that book. Shata means 100. He has given 100 arguments defeating Mayavada. If anybody tells you, they are saying one of the philosophy followed means, what is that? They have to quote. These are all very vague questions. My request to all of you, whenever you bring any question, bring the reference immediately. Which book you read? Who says that? So you bring, like I am telling you, Mayavada Shatadushani, which you will easily get. If you connect to ODP Mart and tell them you want Mayavada Shatadushani, it may be available on net also. Immediately you can get it. So, you should always speak with proper references, just like you do in any scientific research paper is being published in international magazines and all. They give all the bibliography, isn't it? Similarly, whatever arguments you want to make, bring the reference. Next.
Sridhar Prabhu from Bangalore. How to overcome women's addiction?
First thing, you get rid of internet. Internet is a high polluter. Smartphone, internet. So, one should never sit privately and browse dirty sites involving man-woman relationship. The more you go, the more we get drowned in the ocean of gutter. It's like a ocean of gutter coming through the smartphone, coming through the internet. Many, many times people are not people with high character. So, the character means who you are when no one is around you. That is character. So, people are not a high character. Naturally, as soon as there is an opportunity that presents itself, you click a button and see the dirty things, but the more you see man-woman relationship, the more your heart will be burning. It's like an animal trying to drink the mirage water. When it goes to the place where the water appeared, there is no water there. And he will only eat dry hot sand from that mirage. And then he will cry, "Array, I thought I am going to get abundant water, I got nothing." And that's the situation of man-woman sexual relationship. It has no substance at all. Actually, this realization will come if you abstain from it. otherwise not. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says, Tada tada pashyati vastu sukshmam. The spiritual truths are very fine and subtle and pure, and for you to recognize them, you have to also become pure. And so if we are going to be loose in the handling of the internet surfing and smartphone, that is one of the first number one. So, and second thing is, stay away from Maya. Like if somebody is being tempted by women, you flank yourself with the very good devotees and avoid connecting with women completely. And keep aloof from them, because one feels weakness by connecting with them, then one should keep away from them. Stay away from tempting environments. And so the first thing I told you, give up sinful activities like watching pornography and all that. And second is, stay away from tempting environments and tempting friends also. Friends who can possibly allure you and spoil you. Keep away from them, because if a calf associates with a pig, then he is going to eat stool also. But if a calf associates with another calf, he is likely to drink milk. So you have the choice whom you want to associate with. So therefore there is a saying, tell me what is your association and then I can tell you what kind of person you are. It is said. Because, it is said if you go to a lion's cave, you are likely to get, because lion might have attacked some very big animal and brought and kept, isn't it? You may get the bones of a deer or something like that. But if you go to a fox's den, you will only get the punch, it is said. You will only get some little tail of some animal. Because fox never takes initiative at all. The fox generally eats the leftovers by the lion and the tiger, like that. Similarly, there are great people, there are mean-minded people. Whom do you associate with? If you associate with great souls, Mahatmas, you will go back to Godhead. One time His Holiness Loknath Maharaj was telling in the class, he said, you are all going to Pandharpur taking palki. So Maharaj said, you see, because you are walking behind the footsteps of Tukaram and such Mahatma Purushas, your destination is fixed, he said. Your destination is Vaikuntha, spiritual world. Because Mahatmas always have the lotus feet going towards Vaikuntha. So you will also reach Vaikuntha, he said. And then he also said, on the other hand, instead of following these Mahatmas, you follow Duratmas, then also your destination is assured. What is the destination? Hell. Because the Duratmas are heading towards hell, so they will very make sure that carefully they will take you to hell without fail. That's telling. And His Holiness Navagindra Maharaj also said in one lecture, he said, there are so many atheistic people, there are so many pseudo-religionists, cheaters, Pashandis, and Dharmadvajis, Mayavadis, and womanizers, and all these people, he said, all these guys are telling you, come, become our follower. We will make sure we are going to hell, we will take you also to hell. He said, and then there are Mahatma devotees who are pure devotees, faithfully, sincerely practicing. They are calling you, come and hear from us, and they are already on their way back to Godhead. They will take you back. So your association is very vital. So avoid sinful activities. Associate with pure teachings and pure people. Avoid bad association in order to save and protect yourself. Keep away from that. And stay away from tempting environments. Whatever things are tempting and degrading you, keep away. In case you are attracted to a particular woman and she is actually degrading you, and she is a loose woman, then you are in a very great danger. You have to immediately cut off that relationship. Otherwise, you will become like Ajamila. Ajamila connected with a loose woman, and he became a murderer, he became a highway robber, he became completely polluted in his character, although he was a Brahmana boy, leading a very, very pure life. So one should immediately disconnect. Then you need a marriage. Go to your parents and tell them, please kindly get married and make me settle very peacefully. Therefore one should make oneself in a stable position. And then practice spiritual life. Take to spiritual life. Sleep early, rise early in the morning, chant between 4 to 6 in the morning. When you chant, it is very powerful. Brahma Muhurtam. So in this way, also attend the regular classes. Weekly connect with the devotee. You are in Bangalore. In Bangalore, there are 3 temples, very wonderful temples. There is a Sri Jagannath Mandir in Seshadripuram. There is another temple in South Bangalore called, ISKCON Cultural Center. And there is a SNGM, Sri Lakshmi in Narasimha Mandir. That is also in Mathrali. So there are 3 temples, very wonderful temples. You can always go and connect with devotees. I know all those devotees. I regularly visit Bangalore. So, take a nice association and keep yourself protected. Yeah.
Rajesh Sridhar Prabhu from Bangalore.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. In the Balram Jayanti Bhagavatam class, you mentioned a concept which was highly thought-provoking and enlightening for me, a mastery of Vraja Bhajan. You talked about how demons killed by Krishna are
mystery of Vraja Bhajan.
You talked about how demons killed by Krishna are killed by Krishna himself for us. Putna as pseudo guru. However, demons of
Balram. Yeah, because Krishna gives guru and guru gives you Krishna. If you want a cheating guru, Krishna will send a cheating guru. If you are very sincere in the path of spiritual life, you want a pure ideal guru, then Krishna will give you ideal guru. So, disciples ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, who will want a cheating guru? Prabhupada said, yes, there are people who want cheating gurus. Who? They say, oh, Guruji, don't tell me to follow four eggs. Guruji, don't tell me to chant. Guruji, don't call me for the lectures. Then Guruji may ask, then what do you want me to do? Just come and collect donation and push off. And, you know, keep a long beard and give me Ashirvad. Be Ashirvad Baba for me. That's all we want. And then some Gurujis are there who will say, oh, wonderful. I'll just collect donation, give a big smile, give Ashirvad to all family members and go away. So, Prabhupada said, because they want a cheating guru, therefore Krishna in this world has those other living entities, you know, who are cheating gurus. So, Krishna connects them. But if you want a true guru, genuine guru, you are looking for gold. You won't search for gold in a potato market, isn't it? Will you go to vegetable market and say, sir, is that the gold? He will ask you which one. The potatoes which are lying. So if you think potato is gold, he will give you one potato and two lakhs and send you off. Isn't it? You'll be cheated. Therefore, you should know what to look in a guru. Guru is one who takes you from material world to spiritual world. Guru is one who relieves you of all the sinful activities. Guru is one connects you to Krishna. He helps you to connect with Krishna in friendship. In this way, one should if you look for a guru, then Krishna will send you to guru, proper guru, yes.
However, demons of Balram in the mind need to be killed by us with the mercy of Balram. Please, can you give me few more examples like Dhenukasur, Rukmi, Vivida Gorilla, etc. in terms of Anarthasinas?
You can wait a little bit for this because this we are going to do on Monday onwards. We are starting demons in Vrindavan Leela in English. Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. And Wednesday I do that Gita for All Made Easy. I do. So Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. 3 days a week you all will get. So three demons we cover in a week means, totally there are 21 almost. 6 or 7 weeks, yeah. In that we will complete the topics there. You all are welcome for that. There you will hear it. And I will show you the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's quote here. I have a... You can see that, or should I make it bigger? Okay, just 1 minute. So after he finishes all the 20 demons, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here, I'll just show you. Yeah, read it.
The serious chanter should first address the Lord and pray to him for the power to give up these unfavorable items. By doing this, the heart becomes purified. If the devotee prays humbly to Krishna to remove all the obstacles in the heart which are represented by the demons he killed, he will certainly do so. All the obstacles represented by the demons whom Balram killed can be removed by the efforts of the devotee himself.
Like there he says, Balram's killing of the demons, devotee only has to do it. And here the secret of Vraja Bhajan, he says, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Yeah. Yes? Yeah? This one. Dhenukasur?
Dhenukasur means ignorance of one's own spirituality.
Dhenukasur represents the bad mentality which carries heavy loads. Pralamba represents lust for women, greed and desire for worship and position. The devotee must remove these obstacles by his own efforts, like that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. But with the mercy of Krishna. That means, you know, my endeavor and Krishna's grace combined. So, Dhenukasur means ignorance of one's own spiritual identity, Swarupa, the identity of the name and identity of Krishna. With great endeavor, the devotee himself removes these obstacles. Pralamba represents lust for man and woman, man or woman, greed for material objects and endeavor for material enjoyment, all that. And then he says here, understanding these to be very detrimental to progress, the devotee should make great effort to remove them. If his humility is true, Suddenly Krishna will be merciful, then Baladeva will make his appearance and all the obstacles will be destroyed in a second. Then step by step progress in Kalpa. That means Baladeva sends the spiritual master who will point out anarthas in our heart and tell us, you have to remove these anarthas, then we can remove them. Like that is, yeah. Okay, let's go back to our questions, yeah. And then see, read the next part of the request. Okay, I find this as very powerful concept to absorb, contemplate and apply. If possible, please take me a series. Yeah, therefore I am starting a series. Many people told me I did in Hindi and many appreciated it. Now I am going to do it in English for all of you. You are most welcome. Demons in Vrindavan Leela. It will be 6:45 to 8:15 on Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah. Next question, Prem Nityan Prabhu.
In your today's CC class, you mentioned two examples of the Swadharma Tyag. First, Arjuna fighting the battle in the service of Krishna, and second, devotee doing hotel business for the service of the Krishna by compromising his profits.
No, this is not Swadharma Tyag. This is Karma Phala Tyag. That is the first thing. Karma Phala Tyag. Which means, you know, Arjuna is doing the duty of fighting and is offering the fruits to Krishna. And similarly, somebody is having a hotel or business. So because Arjuna's Swadharma is what? To fight as a warrior. So he is keeping the Swadharma, that is not giving up. But he is offering the fruits of his action, that is Karma Phala Tyag. Karma Phala Tyag. And when the Swadharma Tyag comes, that is called Karma Sanyas, we call it. About which Krishna speaks in 6.1 Bhagavad Gita. Anashita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yah sasanyasi cha yogi cha na niragna na chakriyah. He told Arjuna, Arjuna, you don't become a karma sanyasi. Karma sanyasi means giving up your duty only completely and going to forest or Himalayas and living without the kshatriya activity. And then for that one should not give up that activity because the mind is impure and again it will impel. Arjuna wanted to do that. Arjuna wanted to give up his fighting and become a beggar. And Krishna said, see, you can't be a beggar, he said. Why? You are a kshatriya. If you go to beg in somebody's home, they are not giving you alms. You will take your sword and say, hey, if you don't give alms, I'll kill you because your kshatriya nature will come. So Krishna told him not to imitate a brahmana. So he told him that you do your duty as a kshatriya, but you give up your fruits of your action. Karma phalatyagya. So that is not Swadharma Tyag, that is Karma Phala Tyag. And then, so what was the second step? Krishna, where is the book? You can get this, see, that book, yeah, this one. So, here, I will just tell you what are the stages. Here is the stage. See, Swadharma Acharana, that is Vishnu Purana, that's the first one. And then Krishna Karmarpana, this is what Krishna told him, Yat Karoshi, Yadashnasi, Yadjuhoshi, Dadasi Yat. That is Krishna Karmarpana. And that is what is called Karma Yoga, we call it. And then the third stage is Swadharma Tyaga. And that too, Krishna didn't appreciate that because without spiritual knowledge, simple detachment, another side of material existence. So these people actually renounce the occupational duties completely. They don't do only any occupational duty. They renounce it. Like Janaka Maharaj did not renounce his occupation duty. He was as good as Swadharma Tyaga, liberated through Nishkama Karma Yoga. He was liberated, but he continued to be a king. Just to set an example, he says that, what that was? Karmanai vekhisam siddhim asito janakadeha loka sangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi. See, there are three stages. One is you do the Swadharma and offer the fruits to Krishna. Then you come to a stage where you have become, heart is pure now. You can give up the Swadharma now. But you are not giving up. You are setting an example. Like Janaka Maharaj, and Krishna told his own example also. In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And then there is another stage where one gives up one's Swadharma. And then what does one do? One takes sannyas. So, therefore, he says that Swadharma Tyaga. And then such a person takes to, subsequently, to Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Then further, Jnana Shunya Bhakti. Then Prema Bhakti. It goes higher and higher like that. Okay, next question.
Now the question arises that in both the cases, they did not live
That's over.
Their Swadharma.
Yeah. there is a misunderstanding, so I clarified it. Yeah, next question. Mahalakshmi Mataji.
Mahalakshmi Mataji from Puducherry. Hare Krishna Prabhu, why Lord Chaitanya kept King Prataprudra away from, as he was a king, and Lord Chaitanya didn't want to associate even after devotee's recommendation. At last, he gave his association and accepted him. Similarly, Ramananda Rai also a governor externally, but Lord Chaitanya associated with him. Why there is difference in behavior of Lord Chaitanya?
Very brilliant comparison. See, each thing that Mahaprabhu did has some lessons to learn. Actually, Mahaprabhu refused to associate with Prataprudra because he was a very famous king. He was a king of whole of Orissa, prominent person. If a sannyasi connects with such a king, people will say that I think the sannyasi wants to become like a Rajapurohit. He wants to actually gain some monetary favor from the king. And the sannyasi, he doesn't associate with poor people. He only likes very rich people, big people like the king. Plus, the king is also surrounded by so many women and so much money and so many political diplomacy, kutinati and all that. So, therefore, Mahaprabhu wanted to set up a precedent. Precedent means what? How a sannyasi should not get too close to such kinds of people who are completely submerged in worldly politics and worldly quarrels and fights and materialism. So, Mahaprabhu is teaching a standard for the people in the renounced order while dealing with them. And with respect to dealing with Ramananda Rai, there is another lesson Mahaprabhu teaches. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kena noy, jai krishna tatpa veta sayi guru hoy. He told Ramananda Rai, you may be a shudra, I may be a sannyasi, but what difference it makes? But you know krishna tatpa, jai krishna tatpa veta sayi guru hoy, therefore you are guru. So Suta Goswami was born also in a mixed caste. But all the Savanaka Rishis accepted him. And then he himself told also, Daushkulyam Adim Vidunoti Shigram. Although I was born in a Dushkulam, the Dushkula Dosha is there with me. But by associating with Shukadeva Goswami, that Dushkula Dosha, Daushkulyam Adir Vidunoti Shigram, very quickly, it got eradicated, like that he says. So in this way, Mahaprabhu wanted to teach the world that somebody may be born in a Shudra family. But he is speaking pure Krishna Katha, you know, and he is a transparent devotee. You can take the dust of him on your head. So that is the principle Mahaprabhu is teaching. And also Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi and Mahaprabhu is Krishna adopting the mood of Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani. So it's like a meeting of Radharani and Vishakha Sakhi, or meeting of Krishna and Vishakha, or meeting of Krishna and Arjuna. Because just like Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And Ramananda Rai is Arjuna in the mood of Vishakha Sakhi. So it's like Krishna Arjuna meeting. Or like Radha and Vishakha meeting. So it's very intimate meeting. So therefore Mahaprabhu was ready to throw away the external coverings of Naham Vipro Nacha Narapatir Napi Vaishyona Shudro Naham Vardi Nacha Grihapatir Novanasto Yatirva Kintu Prodhyan Nikila Paramananda Purna Amritabdher Gopi Bartuh Patakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasaka, my dear Lord, I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Grastha, I am not a Vanaprastha, I am not a Sannyasi, I have only one identity, what is it? I am servant of Lord Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopis, and I am not directly Krishna's servant. Who am I? I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, who is the Prananath of the gopis. Like that he said. So that he stripped himself away from all the 8 Varna and Ashrama and told his identity. So in that identity he associated with Ramananda Rai.
Yeah, one more question.
Rajesh Sridhar Prabhu from Bangalore. Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhu, in today's class you talked about how the praises that we sing of him go up and then come back. You elaborated on his greatness and how we can understand only...
Avang manasa gocharaha, it is said. That means, you know, the Lord's glories are so great that... You know, when we try to praise him, the words go there and they don't match him sufficiently, so they come back. Like that the Upanishads say, yeah, yes.
What happens when we repeat verses composed and sung by pure devotees, like Vishnu Sahasranam, Mukundamala, Vaishnava songs, how does the Lord reciprocate in such times when we sing with our level best sincerity and devotion?
Therefore, we do This is what we precisely do, because in our words may not be taken so seriously many times, and we may not actually know how to purely glorify the Lord. But when we sing Vishnu Sahasranam, Mukunda Mala, and Vaishnava songs and all, Acharyas have sang. So whenever the Acharya song is sung, Krishna comes running. Hey, somebody is singing my favorite song. Bajagure Manashi Nandanandana, or Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Krishna will come running. At the same time, we should know, we should sing the Acharya songs also to the best of our sincerity. Ultimately, the Bhava Grahi Janardana, as we say, Krishna knows our mentality and mood, which we have to try to purify as much as we can. Anya Virashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Dhyanavratam, Anukulyana Krishna Anushiranam, Bhakti Ruttama. With that mood, we should try to sing. Yeah. Go ahead, next one.
Ishwara,
but Acharya songs will be taken more seriously by Krishna than when we write our own songs. That is true. Yeah.
Yes. Ishwara Dhanraj Prabhu from Delhi. Hare Krishna Prabhu, can a jiva select the kind of relationship with Krishna? Will the rasas keep changing? For example, will the dasya ras change to sakya ras as the devotee advances in spiritual life? If at all the jiva goes back home to Godhead, will that soul have the same relationship in the spiritual world?
Very good question. Very nice question. See, when we all come to religious life, one of the first relationships we have with Lord is God is Father. And I am his child. Aham Bija Pradapita, Krishna says. What is the advantage of God being father and you being child? The child always can say, Papa, mobile chahiye. Papa, bike chahiye. Papa, foreign chance chahiye. So they can keep on going and asking God, Oh Tirupati Balaji, you are a papa. You are bada papa. And then we will keep on asking, you keep giving. That's the relationship most people have. And then as we grow, therefore Prabhupada said, O Lord, thou art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, give us our daily bread. Prabhupada said, you are asking for daily bread? Yashoda is not asking daily bread. Ours is the bread giving religion. She is giving bread and butter to Krishna, Prabhupada said. So, therefore, instead of treating God as a father and ourselves as a child, one gradually comes to the point, I am servant of Krishna, like Hanuman. Lord is my Swami and I will serve him. So one gets into, so I will not ask anything from him, but I will serve him. So, that is the mood we should adopt. And as we advance in spiritual life, then Sakya Ras, Vatsalya, Madhuri may be revealed according to our relationship with Krishna, which we don't know right now. So, we have to patiently continue in the same mood of, I am Krishna Das. Jivara Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Anta Das. In that relationship, we should continue. At the right time, Krishna will reveal our identity. And in spiritual world also, one can promote oneself from one level to another. Our Acharyas have written, there is no difficulty in the spiritual world if Krishna feels, ultimately Krishna can do, like for example, Balram is serving Krishna in 5 rasas. All the 5 he is serving in various ways. Yes, go ahead.
Dhanraj Prabhu from Delhi. Hare Krishna Prabhu, in the sections of the types of hearing mentioned, it says that we can meditate on the form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna during our chanting. But can we do it artificially? But sometimes those pastimes just come to my mind while chanting. Is it inattentive, offensive chanting?
If the pastime is coming on its own, without your endeavoring to think about it, then that is good. That is being revealed by Krishna. But if somebody is trying to artificially remember the form of Krishna, then mostly young devotees try to think of, you know, look at the deity or look at Krishna. You know, they keep a picture of Krishna and all that. Why? Because It actually comforts their mind to have a very good distraction. We can't hear the holy name well. So, as young devotees, sadhana bhaktas, we should try to hear the holy name very attentively. And Krishna himself will be pleased by our seva bhava and he will reveal his form to us and his qualities and his activities. But one day, even as a very young devotee, when you are chanting, some pastime that you heard, Govardhan Leela, it suddenly started coming in the mind. There is no problem. Because yesterday only you heard a lecture on Govardhan Leela and, you know, what Indra did and what Krishna did. Your heart is, delighting in it. No problem during chanting. But you don't get into thinking like that about pastimes, because our effort should only be for one thing. We have to try to utter the mantra, chant audibly, pronounce clearly, hear attentively. These 3 things only we should do. And then eventually, just like the sun, you are praying for the sun to rise and in the early morning the sun rises. We have no control over the sun's rising. But whenever the sun rises, you can see the full-blown light of the sun. Like that, we should wait for Krishna to manifest in our heart. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.